Here's Ken Hitchcock, coach of the St. Louis Blues. So you had the Center for Disease Control take over your offices today with the bacterial mumps going through the team?
We don't know what's going on. It's like rolling thunder. It's a couple more down today, so we're...
Wow.
It's being quite a challenge. We just looks like it's just going to run right through, and we're just going to have to grin and bear it. And whoever can play every day, we just go. But
did you know the CDC was going to show up today, or did they? Or
no,
what happens when
just,
they can?
It's our doctors of. We're trying to get. We were supposed to have a function today for Halloween for some kids and. They put the kibosh on it. They just pulled everybody back and don't want anybody in the room and don't want anybody around our players right now, which I don't blame them. So we're just trying to get an idea of what we need to continue to sterilize and what we need to continue to see where we can put the brakes on this thing. But a couple guys came in this morning. We sent them right back home. So. Got to get a handle on it somehow, but it looks like it's just going to run its course right through everybody. And so we've got about half have got it now, and we're just going to have to live with the other half getting it.
So is it bacterial mumps, Ken?
You know what? It's some form of that, I guess. Whether it's bacterial or whether it's the virus part of it, we're not 100% sure. But we now know... From a player standpoint, we now know the guy starts off, he feels like he has the flu for about 2 or 3 days, and then it comes on. So you can kind of tell when the guy's going to go through it. So, for instance, a guy like Bouwmeester had not felt well for 2 days, and then we kind of knew today was going to be a tough day for him. So he's kind of the guy that's got it today pretty bad. And, so you got him and Lindstrom. But you now get a read on... when it's going to happen and what the time frame is. And it usually lasts with the players somewhere between 4 and 7 days. And like I said, we don't know how it happened. We don't know where it happened. We just know we got to run through it.
Well, if you need a goalie, I'd be glad to get off this show and come and play for you, Ken.
Well, they've both gone through it, so they're on the other side of it, Heel.
Sorry, Heels. Oh, no chance.
You broke my heart.
Hey, Hitch, one of the jobs, and I know something you're always considering, is workload of your players, practices, games, travel. This must make it really tough. Like, how hard can you push your players?
Well, we've had, one practice in the last 4 weeks. So this is usually the time you practice quite a bit. But, injuries are injuries. Like, everybody gets them. But they're defined. You know when they're going to be back. I mean, we don't know on Backus and Oshie right now. But injuries are injuries. And we know when a guy like Gunnarsson was going to come back. We knew when a guy like Stastny, we know when Stas is going to be coming back. But... this kind of rolling sickness that we have, it's a little bit unnerving because you're changing your lineup every time, and you've got to the players got to almost laugh it off. And I think our guys have done an unbelievable job at laughing it off. We've played some of our best hockey the last 3 or 4 games, and I think our players are just like, okay, tell us who's in and tell us how you want to play, because we've really changed. We've had the first 2 games of the season, we had the same lineup, and we've changed every game since. So we've had 7 games that we've changed every time, and that's just the way it is right now. And I think our guys have had a great attitude, but the only time we skate as a group is on the game day skates. We don't skate on the off days anymore, and, you might get 8 or 9 or 10 guys out there, but that's it.
One practice in 4 weeks. Have you ever done anything like that before?
You know what? There was some of that was in the Olympics last year,
yeah.
And this is... I think this is what's made the hockey so good this year, is because it's a non-Olympic year. Every game feels like a playoff game. It's great hockey because we've been rested, and a lot of the teams have had the proper days off and the proper balance between practices and games, and I think that's what's made the hockey so good, and it's going to make it so good for the rest of the year, guys. But
can you talk about one guy? Tarasenko?
Oh, yeah, he's...
He's unbelievable. It's a highlight reel every time I watch your team.
Well, he's dangerous one-on-one, which is nice to see again. You like seeing those type of players again. Him and Laterra have some great chemistry together. It goes back. They spent 2 years together. Vladdy's dad coached them in cyber in the KHL, and they played together every game for the 2 years that Vladdy was there as a young kid, and they've got that similar chemistry. It's really non-North American. It's unorthodox. They pass when you think they should shoot. They shoot when you think they should pass. But I think that unpredictability has really helped them. And whether it's been Steen on the left or Schwartz on the left, we've used both guys. They've made a really good line together.
Your goaltending's been, well, better than fine. Both guys' goals against averages under two. But, I mean, going into this season with the decision not to keep Ryan Miller and to move on with Brian Elliott and Jake Allen, were you uncertain at all, or have you been confident right from the start that even with all these other things going on that your goaltending was going to be fine?
Well, I was really confident in Elliott, and I think everybody's thinking that Jake's going to be like the 1A. But I was confident in Brian. You know, Brian had a heck of a year last year, and when we brought in Ryan, you know, we were thinking that we're going to need something special to get through Chicago and L.A. and those teams. We needed something special because we weren't going to match their skill level up front. And, you know, that's the risk we took with Ryan. But in fairness to Brian Elliott, he had a hell of a year. He was his goals against was under two last year, and I just felt if he could duplicate that, that'd be good enough for us. With the additions we made, it'd be good enough for us to keep a playoff hunt up the whole year here.
Ken Hitchcock with Darren Millard, Damian Cox, Glenn Healy on Hockey Central and Sportsnet 590, the Fan simulcast on Sportsnet.
Just a different kind of question, Ken, for you. I mean, we were on the same flight over to Sochi for the Olympics, and it was a great experience, positive in every way from a team, coach, and a broadcast standpoint, player standpoint. What are your thoughts on the next one and whether we should go to South Korea?
Well, this isn't going to be popular, guys, but I love the World Cup. I selfishly, from a coaching standpoint, I loved the World Cup because everybody was on the same square footing. Everybody was starting off. It was in September. Players were fresh. You had all kinds of time to practice. You could really make a difference in your team and from a coaching standpoint. But I loved the World Cup. I thought of all the hockey, the World Cup was the best hockey I've ever seen. And that 04 World Cup, some of those games were tremendous. If you go back and watch our game against the Czechs, it was one of the best hockey games you're ever going to see. And I just think from a preparation standpoint, you know, one of the reasons we were so good in Sochi, in my opinion, was the feed-off from 2010, because we didn't have to say much to 16 players. They were already bought in. The guys that came back from 2010 were already bought in, so I don't want to say it was easy, but when you got that level of buy-in, you don't have to sell very much. You're really selling to five or six guys. The program became easier, but when you start fresh with everybody, it's a real challenge coaching-wise, but everybody's got a high energy level. Guys aren't tired. I think when you play in late September before the season, you're going to see some of the best hockey you've ever seen.
My memory of Sochi was that first practice, and I watched you guys hit the ice. And from the goalie standpoint, I think it took 25 minutes for one to make a save. It was tick-tack goal all practice long with the skill.
Well, I think I felt like, you know, for Olympics, you can kind of tell where your buy-in's at. I thought after the second game, the buy-in was so strong. Like, we would walk into our locker room, and the players were hovering around the game plan. We'd have a written game plan up on a wall, and the players were hovering around the game plan 3 hours before the hockey game. And I, you know, led by the usuals, the Taves and these type of guys, it was an incredible buy-in where the players, we didn't have to do as much. The players were already selling it to themselves, and it was really a fun group to be around because there's such low maintenance for all of us.
Okay, let's be honest now. What is more uncomfortable for Ken Hitchcock, being around the St. Louis Blues room when, after the Center for Disease Control has been around checking things, or those long bus rides out of Kamloops with a bunch of teenagers making noise in the back? Which one gives you the bigger headache?
Well, I tell you what, I thought I was good on the bus because we did 3 and 3 nights. So you'd be Then this is before the Coquihalla, so it was 7 hours. 7 hours to Seattle, play Friday night. 3.5 to Portland, play Saturday night. 7 hours to Spokane, play Sunday and go home and try to get the kids ready for school on 9 o'clock. So I thought that was a pretty easy weekend.
Thanks for joining us, and good luck with everything that's going on around your club, not just the wins and losses.
Oh, I just
but
got a note
things.
On the door here, guys. We've got two more down. So.
Oh.
Is one of them a goalie? Please.
Heels,
save me.
Get here now.
Thanks, Ken.
All right, bye-bye.